This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the we just hit a million orders stage. No matter what stage you're in, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/special offer, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/special.
Sippers get ready, when people get ready. Sippers get ready for tea with me.
Sippers, welcome to this episode of the Tea With Me podcast with me, Shane Tall. Before we get stuck in to the meat of this episode, I need to point you towards patreon.com/teawithmepodcast. The greatest thing since sliced bread is our Patreon. You want to become an official sipper, you go over to Patreon and you have a backlog of 3 years worth of content. Bonus podcasts, you've got live streams. The bonus one we did last week was shot live in Copenhagen. Me and Willie T, gorgeous on a wee rooftop, wee blankets on our knees. One of the best bonus episodes we've ever done. You get the live stream on a Friday. There's loads of specials on there. Patreon.com/TeaMePodcast. I am also getting ready for a new show, ShaneTalkComedy.com. For dates, you want to come and see me do stand-up live. We are sponsored by none other than Manscaped. These guys are nuts for your nuts. They're really into just genital and general body stuff, and they'll tell you that themselves. The number one in men's below the belt grooming. They've got everything. Yeah, these guys are trailblazers in the growing industry. You know, I just concluded my tour, the Mummy Tour, which ran for a hell of a long time. And when I came back from Scandinavia, I brought back to this part of the world an invigorated self and all my Manscaped products that I'd taken with me. I brought the Lawnmower 4.0. I was shaving myself all over Scandinavia in the snow, you know, which makes it easier to get at when it's cold. It's just easier to navigate your genitals when it's smaller. They've got the crop preserver. They've got all these gels and lotions and potions and lip balms and everything. And they do travel cases, travel packages as well. Manscaped.com, use the code TWME for 20% off and free shipping. My guests this week are two firm favourites of the Tea With Me podcast. This was a hell of a great episode. Also, new table check? Yes. Tony, did you do that? No? Ah, well. Thomas Ballon did this?
The design?
He did it.
Sanko did the table.
Sanko did the table. Thomas Ballon designed it. Sanko made it. Tony picked it up. You picked it up? He picked it up, but you brought it up these stairs. All you, brother. Guys, my guests this week are two hilarious comedians that are on tour. You got to go check them out and see them live. They are friends of mine and friends of yours. Andrew Ryan and Brona Diamond. Please enjoy. Now, can I say something to you? Let's warn Brona when she comes in that we're live. I was boxing this morning, yeah. So then this was in my boxing bag and I just threw it on and it's creased, and I wonder, is that something that would annoy you? Because this would have annoyed me before I had kids. Everything had to be meticulous, yeah. Everything had to look great. I don't care as much now.
Yeah, that wouldn't annoy me.
No,
if you can be too perfect, kind of like it comes across that you're trying too hard.
You're trying to say our imperfections are what make us perfect.
Exactly. If you've got flaws, I would find you more appealing. Because you're honest.
I don't want you to find me.
No, but like, I'd be more interested in you.
I don't want you to be interested in me.
No, but not in that way. Like, yeah, yeah. More interested in you as a person.
Why would you not be interested in me?
No, but like, it's kind of like, you look great, Shane.
Thank you, man. Thank you.
That's what you want, is it?
Yeah, that's all I wanted. It took us a long time to get there.
Yeah.
So, yeah, Brona Diamond will be on. Tony, why are you just sitting with that? You're going to hang it up live on the app? Okay, great. We may be hanging a picture at some point on this episode.
Things have taken a turn on the Tea With Me.
Now, let me say this about Andrew Ryan. I mentioned on the pod last week, but we went to Amsterdam.
Yes.
A couple of weeks ago. And when the flight got delayed past a certain point, I feel like everyone's heads dropped. Morale got low.
Yeah.
I have never seen a man come into his own more in that situation when compensation was on the table. Because during like tragedies and natural disasters, you always see one person really take charge.
I'm walking into the Berlin building while you're all walking out.
Yep. And you... You said, I swear to God, there was a delay at the start. He didn't say anything. There was another delay, didn't say anything. The third delay, he sprung up from his seat, came back. Like, you know when Deontay Wilder knocked out Tyson Fury and he just sits back up? Andrew, we're all due £220 compensation. Proceeded to walk around the lagging bar in the international airport, just spreading the word.
Yeah.
You were going up to people that weren't on our flight and being like, you're due £220 compensation. Yeah. You're on the Amsterdam flight? They're like, no, we're going to Tenerife.
Yeah.
You couldn't wait to tell people.
That's what I do, Shane.
He said the phrase, I'm going to walk around with the link. And just started taking this link, telling everyone
link
what
to people. Do. People on the flight messaged me that night, have you got the link? I then sent the link. Somebody messaged me the other day who was on that flight.
Yeah.
Said to me, thanks very much, I got my 220.
Now, I think you're very selfless in the way you do this, but I think if you took a 10% commission on that, you get a little bit of a kickback.
It's something I'm thinking about. It's something I thought about because somebody I know had a problem with an American flight. I only do Europe.
You're only an unofficial compensation guru.
Just for Europe.
Your remit, Europe.
I haven't looked into the international rules yet.
Is there more money to be had?
No, but it's more complicated. So I think I need to expand my knowledge a little bit more before I launch my
business.
My brand of travel compensation and travel tips with Andrew Ryan.
Yeah.
So I'm basically going to come with, I'm thinking about doing a kind of a travel / money saving home car insurance. Every week I do a 10-minute video on one topic and I say
it's a lot of genres.
It's a lot, yeah, but it's, you know, like dealing with like help to buy ISAs, cash ISAs. Managing your credit card, managing your overdraft.
Did you say ISIS?
ISIS, yeah. You know, savings accounts.
Oh, thank God.
ISIS. Not ISIS.
So you said save to help ISIS? I was Andrew, careful. Careful. How much of a U-turn? You're like, Andrew Ryan's money. We're trying to get your money back from EasyJet. We're trying to get you a little bit of cash back on some of your purchases. And we're funding terrorism.
Yeah.
That's what we're doing.
We also want destruction to the Western world.
Yeah.
So, you know... But if you're not in it, you can't win it.
I think a consumer show with you, like, that's inevitable.
Yeah, it's
great. It's inevitable.
There's something happening.
In the universe or like a specific project?
I'm coming up with a format of like a comedy money saving podcast, but it's only going to be like 8 minutes. It's like only going to be one video a week on one particular topic. So this week...
Can people ring in?
I'm not too sure how to do it yet, but it's like this week I'm talking about home insurance. Right. Here, this is what you do. This is what you say. This is what you type in. Talk about all that kind of stuff you have.
Mm-hmm.
And then, God, these are your tips. And then obviously it'll hopefully be a bit of crack as well.
Right.
And doing it in a funny way.
Yep.
Rather than just be like, oh, shop around. Use this website. You know, it'd be kind of done in a funny way. Like,
Yeah.
You know, I'm thinking about it.
Martin Lewis.
Hey, that's what it's about. Like, you know, I'm all about the people, Shane.
Yeah.
And you saw that.
I saw that.
You saw that in the
people didn't want you to be about them, though. I could see some people loved it, and then some people were like, you were just trying to enjoy a drink. And you're like, just put the link in now.
But I'm just trying to help people.
You were bothering some people.
I wasn't bothering anyone.
You were.
I wasn't bothering anyone.
You were walking around taking chips off.
I mean, I did go up to the bar staff and say, I think you're entitled to 220 quid. Well, somebody did give me some of their chips, yeah. When I went up, I said, oh, can I have one of your chips?
Yeah.
And they gave me a chip. Like,
We had a good time in Amsterdam, didn't we?
We did. The flight delay, obviously, was a bit of a downer in terms of the actual day.
Yeah.
But overall, what a great bunch of lads.
It was great.
Great bunch of lads.
Karaoke.
And different personalities working well together.
Yeah. That's not analysing too much.
You know what I mean? But there was good rapport there.
I'm going to tell everyone, when Andrew Ryan took the mic in that karaoke bar and sang, and it was just like Amsterdam business people in there on like
corporate finance.
Corporate finance people, when you sang My Heart Will Go On
by Celine Dion,
it moved people. It really did.
And the heart is still going on.
Yeah.
It connected.
Yeah. That'd be Bruno. It moved people, and it was a beautiful... beautiful
completely out of tune.
Oh, awful.
Awful.
Oh,
awful. In terms of the actual quality of the...
Yeah.
But the timing of the words, I hit the notes right.
You did.
But it was horrendous.
And then you had to go on to London. You were flying on to London. We were all flying home. And you had a corporate. Were you shook for that, or were you feeling good?
I woke up.
Ladies and gentlemen, wearing some of the funkiest pants I've ever seen in my entire life.
My clown trousers, you like?
Are they available? Are they homemade?
No.
They're cool, like they. Yeah.
I found them online and I was like, this is exactly what I want.
What you need?
You know, for like gigs and stuff. Yeah, yeah. Maybe a clown. So I went and he ordered like loads of different pairs of wacky trousers and I just love them.
I would love you to dress him.
Oh, I would love
wacky clothes. That's what he's all about.
Andrew.
Nothing says wacky like Andrew Ryan.
Hey.
Do you know, I am loving Andrew on the radio at the minute.
He's the best thing on the radio.
Really is. And I love, you're as dry as a twig.
Thanks.
Love it. Like my kids love.
Is that good? Was that good?
He really.
It's not
good. It's just the way you clip the wee kids off and stuff and you're like, right, bye bye.
Do you argue with kids?
Bye. Well, he argues with kids on the radio.
Call some of them out.
And my 8-year old, the middle child, loves him. He goes, is Andrew
other on? Kids hate him.
Yeah. Oh no. But Ty loves to do. You're going to We Are Vertical. Goes, the child does a really good impression of me going, oh look mummy, there's another person going to We Are Vertical. You know?
I forgot how school works. And I was going to be like, phone your 8-year old and get him to say it. But then he'd be in school and he'd probably done that before.
Yeah, do you know what? I might actually do it in the morning. So I'll just keep him off, sure.
Yeah.
Let the other kids catch up.
But what time does school start?
10 to 9. We're never early.
We do the vertigo thing at 20 to 9. Vertical. Time.
Yeah.
Vertical. I love it.
No, we do it at 20 to 9. So sit in the car park and ring in.
Yeah. I just feel like you are supposed to have like 10 kids. I feel like, Andrew, you need to be a father. I'm sorry. And I know that I wouldn't say this to a woman in a million years. But you were born a da.
Oh, listen.
I don't know.
Yeah, you're just like, you make me want to brush my teeth and put my socks on. Do you know what I mean? Like, I.
Excuse me.
You have this authority.
I make you want to get dressed. That's a bad sign. I make you. I should make you want to get undressed, Brona.
Sorry.
No, yeah. You make me want to leave the house.
No, but you make ladies dry as a twig.
And I send kids to Vertigo.
Vertigo. No. Vertigo. I love you anyway. How are you?
You were late there. What time did you get told about the podcast?
I got told yesterday, but listen, it wasn't my
fault. Are we due compensation with Brona being late, Andrew?
Get online.
EU261, I'm not
sure. Brona, have you any like consumer, have you anything going on that Andrew could help you with? Like, are you changing home insurance? Are you changing car insurance? Are you looking to, you got any claims?
You're the man. Actually, I've had my recently had the back of my car repaired where someone smashed my back doors in, right? And yeah, just left that there for you. But someone went into the back of me on the motorway, and then whenever I picked the car up, right, there was a flat tire. The thing wouldn't start. There was more wrong with it whenever I got it back than there was whenever I left it in.
Right.
I had to jump start it.
Who did you take it to? The Chuckle Brothers?
To me. To you. Fucking keep it. Yeah, it was bad, like, but, and the boot's not even fixed properly. Like,
so you brought your car in for a repair job and it's worse shape than ever?
It's in worse shape.
So who crashed into you?
A dude that drives for a car company in a white van.
Was he insured?
Yeah, bless him. He was lovely. He was really, really lovely. And he was I'm so sorry. He said, I had a load of weight in the back of my van. And whenever it broke, it didn't stop on time. It didn't. And I was like,
so it was genuine.
He was lovely. It's very sore, Andrew.
Yeah.
It is. And do you know what? I do. It's, you know, I'm getting pins and needles and stuff.
How's your lower back?
Yeah. Is this the live? Or do you have to pay to watch this one? Or is this
going
out?
No, this is going out.
This is going out. It's really sore, Andrew. Yeah.
That's why you were late, because you couldn't get up the steps to the stairs.
You know, and I'm afraid. I have really bad anxiety now whenever I'm driving.
Yeah. You probably can't.
Because I'm afraid of someone going
to I would love to see the amount of money paid out to West Belfast and claims.
Yeah. Oh God, yeah.
Oh my goodness.
Can I just say, by the way, I've been in a couple of car accidents. Not my fault. I've never put a claim in, just so you know.
Yeah.
Because I'm not in, like, I wouldn't.
You saw an opportunity to get money and you didn't take it?
No, because I don't believe, I believe, because I wasn't injured. So
that's
why
how you know Jesus wasn't from West Belfast. Because he fell 3 times and he never put in for a claim.
Yeah. No, but you see my point, like I'm not, like I would only do it if it was genuine, like.
Yeah, but I genuinely, and I haven't put in for a claim,
yeah,
but I genuinely have got like back and neck problems since that.
I would get that. If you're genuinely not well, because
it wasn't, I haven't. I was like, no.
He's going to send you to We Are Vertical.
He's going to, We Are Vertical.
No, but look after, you know, but if it's genuine, but if it's not genuine.
I was sitting there, I have a terrible bad back now, you know, like I get these big things. I was sitting the other day and I thought, am I getting really old? Yes, but this isn't it. And then I realised that's what it was.
I reversed into a car in Tesco car park about a week after I passed my driving test. Nightmare.
But that's okay, Shane, because
they were parked in the shop, were they?
No. I was reversing out of a space. He's waiting to go into another space. He's directly behind my car. So when I looked in my mirrors, he wasn't there.
Because
he's directly behind.
It could happen to you, Bishop.
Into him.
What happened? Yeah. What did he say?
He was dead on.
Was he? Oh, that God.
But he
That's
wanted
good.
Loads of money.
Did he?
Did he? Like, did he put a claim in?
He's like, oh, I remember my dad always being like, if you can keep it away from insurance, do. Mm-hmm. But this guy just saw some child with R plates be like, oh, whatever you need. And he's like, oh, well.
Yeah. I'm too forgiving. I let people go all the time. I'm like, look, it's a bucket of shite. It's only a nick. Don't worry about it. Go on ahead.
Car totaled.
I get away with nothing. Like, I literally, okay, I hit, whenever I just passed my test, I hit this pretty flashy BMW. I have a thing for BMWs. I only tend to hit them. And
it's weird.
I left a note on his window.
Yeah, you have
and
to.
And then
yeah.
When I called, it turned out his wee son, the guy was deaf, so he couldn't speak on the phone, so his son was speaking on his behalf. And I was like, no problem, please keep it away from me, insurance, I've only passed. Paid him the money. And it was only like 400 quid or something. Yeah. So I went, happy days, sent it. Queue 1 year later, hit this car, which was not a good car, right? There was more dents on it. If anything, I just added to the effect, right? And whenever I get out, the guy goes, don't worry about it, love. Somebody done that to me. I wouldn't do that to anybody. Fucking bastards. Here he was. Sure, look, there's a big massive dent there. Don't be worrying about it. In fact, here's me, right. Well, do you know what? You go and get it looked. If you want to get that taken out, just message me. He went, I know somebody do that for 50 quid, you know. He fucking texted me about 5 minutes later and went, yeah, I'm going to need like a...
quarter of a million.
It was like £1,000 for this. And I went, for that... Not for the big dent that somebody else did, for the dent that my... And this is where you should never defend yourself this way. I sent a message and I was like, I've hit better cars than yours and it hasn't cost me that much money.
And he didn't like it?
No, didn't like it. No. Yeah, I've hit better cars than yours.
Yeah.
You know, and it never cost me that much money. And that's where Curtis, my husband, was like, see, this is where you're just hitting too many fucking cars, Bruna. Like,
yeah.
You have a snobbery around whose car you're hitting.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Bad.
You guys have both just announced tours.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
That's exciting.
I got all excited.
What time of year are you touring? What time of year are you touring?
Yours is an actual tour, like a big tour. Mine is just like a wee, I can do this tour.
Oh, right.
So I'm doing...
Still a tour, though.
Yeah, still a tour.
Yeah.
I just thought, why not? I'll bring the funnies.
No, but you put yourself out there, though, so
yeah,
go for it.
Yeah, just
what are you? What gig are you most excited about?
I'm really... Do you know what? I know it hasn't completely sold yet, but I'm really excited about doing Newry. I just really love Newry people. I'm doing the Canal Court there.
Same.
And are you? And they're like brilliant crack, so I'm excited about doing that. And Downpatrick, because Downpatrick... I don't think it gets enough, do you know what I mean, in terms of the comedy and stuff. And it's had a bit of a hard time recently with all the tea shops getting... We met each other.
I saw Bruno, we met in Sports Direct.
Yes, Sports
what
Direct.
What happened to Patrick?
What a showbiz moment for anyone else in that branch of Sports Direct that day.
Shane
Todd and Bruno Diamond walking around the trainer section.
Yeah,
there was a bit of a flood. Like,
oh, yeah, right.
They don't have an Asda anymore. They don't have...
Pop-up Asda now.
What is it? Is it? Stop it.
Pop-up.
What's that like?
Smaller Asda.
Is it just like a wee mini one you walk about?
It's a two-man tent.
I wouldn't be
they
surprised.
They only get bread.
Yeah, so I'm doing like, if you fancy coming to see me, come and like check out my socials, all my wee stuff's on
good
there.
Good stuff, well done, just go for it.
What about you? You're doing a big one, aren't you?
Yeah, it's Yeah, I've put on a few extras already now, so.
Oh, yeah. Oh. There we go.
Due to high demand. It's called Let Me Know How You Get On With That, is it?
It's called Let Me Know How You Get On.
Let me know how you get on.
You have to sing it.
Yeah. Go sing it.
Let me know how you get on.
We can't say it. We can't do it.
So when I do solo shows, I just use phrases as titles. Right. So I had one show which was called Did You Get Here All Right? Did You Get Here All Right? Well, obviously.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is everything all right at home?
No.
Yeah, I just said that.
I say that in the football.
I use phrases as titles. Because it's very vague.
I say that in the football pitch, really gets into people's heads.
What?
You know, someone just gets really angry at something. Everything all right at home, mate?
Yeah, I loved your comeback, actually. And you never normally write back to people whenever people are... Because you know yourself, people talk.
People are
sly. Yeah. But somebody wrote underneath the last time Diona and I were on. And we were... I feel so sorry for you now that I look at those clips of that episode because I thought, Jesus Christ, we henpecked the life clean out of Shane.
No,
talking about
fun.
Booby milk and waxing bums.
Female issues heavy, like.
Yep. It was intense. Well, men should get their arseholes waxed as well, in fairness. So, I mean, it wasn't all female centric.
I don't get a wax, I get it cleaned.
Bleached?
Please don't stop. Please don't start him.
Can't start.
He gets colonic irrigations.
Do you?
Do you not know this with him?
What's that like?
Cleans the stomach. It's lovely.
Do you feel really good after?
Oh, you feel happy. You feel toxins are out. Skin gets better.
Your skin gets better?
Yeah, my skin's bad at the moment because I need to clean.
Yeah, if you
do
see
you
Andrea's
look at
blemishes,
it afterward?
He needs his arse clean. Like,
huh? Yeah, he needs a good clearing. Yeah. Do you look clearing out my cage and I've been doing it? Anyway, do you look at it after? Do you know the way they give it? Did they not give you the option to like look? Do you remember
you
that?
You look at it, yeah. I don't look at it.
Do you remember Richard Blackwood that used to present MTV?
Where is this going? Yes.
He did a colonic irrigation for a TV show and nobody's ever seen him since. Like, seriously.
He's on tour.
He was looking at his...
With you?
No, I've seen his tour.
Andrew Ryan and Richard Blackwood?
No, I've actually seen his tour poster.
Really?
He's a comedian. Like, he's doing a big comedy tour at the moment.
Do you remember he got a bit of himself? Everyone was like, we love you, Wappy. No, everyone wasn't. Like,
catch
he
me
wrote
day,
that lyric.
MTV.
Watch you every day on MTV.
That was a great song, Mommy used to say.
Yeah.
Never
and
seen
he
it.
The last it's time song, anybody Andrew. Seen him... He was doing like this show.
Yeah.
I know you're from Cork.
Andrew's
oh,
show
MTV
old
in the Cork?
But so young.
Yeah.
I've never
this
seen
this. This is what I'm saying.
What
he was born a da.
Andrew's so old and so young.
You were born
you
a 50-year-old man.
That is not acceptable.
You're an you're
how can I be so old and so young?
At the same time, you're
sure
somehow
that's a song lyric?
Young.
Yeah, oh very young.
In your mind,
oh, yeah.
So old. To the point where we mentioned a song and you said, I've never seen that.
Next thing you know, I'd be going, back in my day, it was nothing but fields around here. Do you know what I mean? Do you know, I found the lyric.
Are you all right?
Kingsville. No, never. Never, Andrew. Do you not notice that, though? Like, my ma always does it.
Sorry, so you have a conspiracy that Richard Blackwood years ago got a colonic irrigation and he's gone off the...
Nobody wanted to see him ever again. It's like literally and figuratively had enough of your shit.
Yeah.
He was on the TV on this health show and he was like going to a spa and they offered him a colonic irrigation.
He gets it done in industrial estate in Newry.
Do you?
Near builders merchants.
Yeah.
I'd believe that. I would go. I bet you would go if it saved you money.
What do you mean?
Like, you know the way you're a wee old man.
What the fuck is this? I'm an old man. I don't even have any kids. I'm fucking
exactly.
I go to the gym. This guy's got more issues in his life than I do.
Listen, can I just make
he
it
he gets
clear?
Out of bed. Oh, don't speak. He gets out of bed and he's like, oh, my shirt's a bit creased. I'm like, what the fuck is wrong with that guy?
Do
you know what I mean?
Yeah,
can
Brona,
I be clear? You look fantastic.
Thank you.
You Brona. Look like a young, fit, virile,
pensioner.
Good man.
Yeah.
But he doesn't
have
You
seem have like
an
a voucher
soul.
Guy. That's what Bruno's trying to say.
Guy.
If there's a way to save a bunch, yeah, you seem like a Groupon guy. Like,
do you get the newspaper and scissors
stuff.
And stuff?
Yeah,
like when Amazon are doing warehouse deals, I have a look.
Yeah.
Right. You know what I mean? I go in, I look at the when Wayfair are doing a clearance, I have a look.
What's your favorite shop to go to?
To buy what? Like
anything? What is your favorite shop
Maxx.
To walk about? TK Maxx.
Because in TK Maxx you can buy a Ralph Lauren. And a sofa cushion.
Yeah.
It's true.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And then when you're queuing up to pay, you can pick up a little phone charger lead or something.
Mm. You're the sort of guy who tries on boxers in TK Maxx.
I don't. No,
you
I don't. Do. I don't.
I once worked.
With no intention of buying boxers.
No, I don't.
I don't know what's
only if the packet's pre-opened.
He's the one that dents the cans and the
boxers.
You know,
he dents
them.
CK no. briefs.
Boxers are very expensive.
You're allowed to bring, whenever I worked in TK Maxx, you were allowed to bring underwear back. and you did get people.
What?
Hold on, start again. Where was the TKM actually worked? Belfast?
I worked in the one in Belfast, yeah.
So do most
got
places
fired as well. Yeah.
Do most places have a policy that you can't bring pants back?
You can never bring underwear back. No, you can't. Once right. you take the briefs, that's it, you're gone.
Right.
Mm-hmm. No, you can't. No.
Like Richard Blackwood. Oh,
sorry, actually, I didn't get fired. I walked out. But yes, so, they would bring, you were allowed to bring it back, bring the knickers back. And this woman once came in and returned the thong. I don't know now, upon looking back on it, whether or not it was one of those sexual, you know, like somebody getting something out of that. But let's just say there were more skid marks on the thong than there was on the Mona bypass after St. Patrick's Day.
It's very thin.
No.
There's not enough space for a skid mark. It's just a line.
There was marks. Oh, geez. There was marks, Andrew.
But despite it being so thin, you could still see that.
Tin.
You must have had to really look at it.
It was a tin man's.
But if a tongue, only a tongue is like a shoelace.
So she brings it in and she's basically been like,
it's like a shoelace.
That's not what I was looking for.
The best about it is, though, whenever I was like, I'll have to speak to the manager, thinking that, like, the manager's, you know, I'd know someone, like an adult, because I was a kid at the time, was going to go, love, take a red face. They were like, just give her money back.
That's disgusting. Like.
Just do it.
But then you could have done a side business because people would have bought those.
That's true, actually.
For way above market price.
Those strange men who enjoy sniffing underwear.
Do you ever hear, like, someone that you know of and then someone's like, they bought pants and then you're like...
What do you mean? They bought dirty pants to sniff?
Oh, someone you know and you find out that they're into a little kink that they don't tell you, but you, on the side, they're into, like, dominatrix or...
Oh.
French karaoke or something. Like, I don't know.
You said dominatrix and got so excited you couldn't think of anything else.
It's you, isn't it, Andrew? That person.
Tell me
you.
I can't get a refund.
What's the terms and conditions? It's harder. Come on tour. I'm on tour, guys. AndrewRyanComedy.com. Tickets available.
Go see Andrew on tour.
Why'd you get sacked from TK Maxx?
Well, I left.
Because you kept trying to bring knickers back.
I was like, do you know what? I've had enough of this shit, literally and figuratively. No, they had me in one morning and was on my own. And what people don't tend to know is whenever you work in TK Maxx, you know the way it's a shithole when you walk into it? Yeah. Well, it's even shittier than that on a Sunday morning when nobody has been in to clear it. So they do this thing called recovery, right? And they get like the whole staff in from 9 to 1. To like basically tidy the place up for customers.
Because people just, if you don't know TK Maxx, it's stacked with, it's just rack after rack.
People just go fling things over their shoulder.
Yeah.
And I was in and fully expecting, and I was really, really hungover, really hungover. And I fully expected there to be lots of people in, like mates as well, have a bit of banter with, and there was nobody there. And I was just like, fuck this. I'm leaving. And I just went down to the locker and got my stuff and they kind of called the manager a cunt and stuff on the way out because she was cheeky to me and I didn't like her.
Right.
But that was the end of my career in retail. I can't do retail.
Yeah, I was bad at it. See, like,
it's too tedious.
There's some jobs, even like retail to an extent, there's some jobs I look at and I go, I don't have the skill set to do that. See, when I see a barista doing more than one order and they're doing the thing.
See, ADHD, I could never
I could never do that.
Can I just say, and I've been saying this for a while, we don't respect our bar staff enough. The quality of Irish bar staff compared to other countries, the way that Irish bar staff can do 2 or 3 orders at a time.
Yeah.
And what people don't realise, and there's an epidemic of arseholes, customers, right, who are ordering cocktails after 10 p.m. when they're taking 10 minutes to make. Mm. And I think bars,
you think
there should be a
curfew?
Blanket ban on the purchase of cocktails after around 9:30, 9:45 in
not
bars,
even allowed a lager
because
and
they're
lime
taking so long to make.
Yeah,
all I want is a pint and a gin and tonic.
Yeah,
for that's herself, a like.
Yep.
Do you know what I mean? I don't want to stand there waiting for 7 fucking margaritas and a porn star martini.
Yeah,
you know what I mean.
Yeah,
and the bar staff, you know, they're clever.
But what if a bitch really wants a woo woo?
Put them in a different place.
Woo woo,
like,
send me
take them. Take like there should be. You're welcome to have a cocktail, but at 9:30, you're not getting any.
Right.
Like, there needs to be something happens there. There needs to be
legislation. You would 100% unpaid, voluntary do that around bars, and you would take so much satisfaction. Yeah. No, sorry, girls. No,
I think we need to get Andrew a pipe.
Like, I, there's a couple of things I think I would be good at. There's a couple of jobs, like, you know what you're saying, like, job, you can't do retail, right? And there's a couple of things you say you can.
Barista,
couple
of jobs, couldn't be a barista.
Like, yeah, couldn't be a barista. Fair play to the baristas, right? I think I'd be a very good car salesperson.
You would or I would?
I would. I think I would. I would love where we get like three comedians to go down to car sales. All right, give me a day on the forecourt.
I know exactly what kind of car salesman you'd be. You'd be looking around at a car. Andrea, go, you like, what, you look at anything in particular? You go, I like this one, but I'll come back another time. I'll think about it. You'd go to bed that night. You'd hear a noise under your bed. Andrew would slide out and go, have you thought about it?
It would happen.
Have you thought about it?
It would. Absolutely.
You said you were going to think about it.
Yeah, you're not wrong.
Yeah.
You would be that guy.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You'd be like, well, how long are you going to take to think about it?
Yeah.
You know,
you'd creep out from behind a lamppost. Yeah. You go, well, how long do you need?
I'd say to them, like, they're not coming onto the forecourt unless they want something.
I'd use reverse psychology. That's what I do. Salesman.
They come on and you look
what
at them.
You
and
you,
you know? I go, you'd be looking at a car. I go, nah, not for you. You don't want that one.
Well, go something more in your price range, mate. Come on over.
You say you're
going
to think about it. I go, listen, think about it. But there's a boy coming to get this in 10 minutes.
Yeah.
That's a lot of shite. I can see through that. But like, I'll be honest with you, man. That's foundation level sales there.
There's
like,
a car on for 10 grand. You say I'm interested. Tell me you're interested in this. But it's too dear.
Why are
10 grand.
Why are cars 9,900?
Too expensive.
Why 9,999 for you?
Sold.
But, yeah, but why are cars 9,999 and not 10 grand? Why?
Because in your mind, you go,
9 is a better number than 10.
Do you know that all watches used to be sold pre-programmed to be stopped at 10 to 2?
Why?
Yeah.
Because it's seen as a more positive, like it's almost like a smile.
I think in IKEA, they don't have windows.
It's like casinos in Las Vegas, aren't
because they? They want you to spend a long time in there. But then someone told me the one Hollywood Exchanger, it's just something to do with terrorists, that like to stop terrorist attacks.
Who's bombing?
I swear.
Who's
someone
bombing
told me
the
that
flat pack furniture?
I think it's like if it gets bombed, it's a bit easier. Like,
let's be fair. Have you ever built damage an IKEA wardrobe? It doesn't take a bomb to knock that fucker down.
Yeah,
I mean,
yeah,
you
yeah
sneeze and that thing's going.
Who
to
dislikes
fall
a Kallax?
No, somebody was telling me that like if a bomb goes off and it's like less impact if there's no windows or something, like there was something, there's something in that.
I heard a rumour, cabin crew, when they go abroad and they stay in hotels, they have to stay in hotel rooms that have blacked out windows, curtains that will black out and no light has to come in to pilots and cabin crew. I used to go out with a cabin crew girl.
Why?
I don't know.
For a start, usually all
that's
hotel
what I was told
have blacked out.
That's
curtains
what I was told. I can only go by what I'm told.
But yeah, yeah, are you yeah not inquisitive? Did you not like go?
No, but
why
I was,
is that love?
She said something to do with like the because
hold on,
terrorists.
He's not going to give us the answer. He's like, I don't know, but here's the answer.
Do you know the way? Like, I'll give you an example. Say, for example, if you fly to Tenerife and you're on an overnight in your cabin crew and they know that the cabin crew always stay in a particular hotel, terrorists can get to the cabin crew.
Yeah.
You know, and infiltrate.
And they'll mm-hmm go, that one has windows closed. No,
she's
not
probably,
she's
done all the fundraising.
He or she is probably crew, like.
Right.
Yeah, through my ISIS.
Yeah.
But I was going to say to you, I wanted to say something to you. I forgot.
Old.
I forgot.
I'm getting your pipe.
I'm on old young man, Andrew.
I'm not
yeah.
I'm too young to feel
but yeah,
this old.
Why would you think you would be good at car sales?
Yeah, I think I'd be good
you
at
should do a
well
one.
Here's what would let me down. All the paperwork and all that.
No, that's
so
where you get
bad
an assistant. Get an assistant, right? Can I just say something to you? I would
not even have a job yet. He's getting an assistant.
But you've got to look like you have a team.
Right.
Can I just say I walked into a very reputable car company's shop floor recently
right
in Belfast. I thought, I'm thinking.
Yeah,
I'm thinking about changing, mm-hmm, right? Walked in. Now one member of staff came near me. Now I wasn't dressed great.
Do you know why? They didn't want to have to deal with the questions.
No. You
would be under that car touching things.
No, I wouldn't be. I don't buy new.
Yeah.
I buy 3 years old.
Exactly. See?
I don't buy a new car. Why would you
three
buy a new car?
Three? Yeah. Why
oh, no,
three?
Why would anyone buy a new car?
A friend of ours.
Stupidest decision ever.
A friend of ours recently ordered a brand new car.
And I hope it's everything that he wants.
3 years old?
But I expect it won't be.
You get an ex-DLA car, don't you?
No, I don't.
Some wee granny with a bum
head. Why would I get a DLA car?
Because they're meant to be awesome. Like,
you know what he does? He woos the granny.
Yeah.
He woos her, gets her to sign it over.
Yeah.
You want to go on McDonald's? Drive through. You're driving now. I want to see what it's like stopping.
Actually, two friends of ours have because a friend of ours, I'll not say who it is, but got a brand new pickup truck, which we've talked about. But then another friend recently was bought like a family car. And I said, oh, great, like what year are we chatting? He's like, oh, it's brand new.
Who's that?
And I went, I can't say, but I said, oh, why didn't you just get one that 2-3 years old and you save loads of money? And he went, ah, wish I hadn't said that now because that's in my head.
You didn't think about that?
Didn't think about it.
Yeah.
At least
I only buy second or
enough money.
I buy 3 years old, something like that, something with around 30,000-40,000 miles on the clock, and you can get a better deal on them then because normally they're trade-ins. Like I bought a Skoda in a Toyota garage once because
That's
how good he is. A band car.
This guy gets a Big Mac and Burger King.
Yeah, absolutely.
I can book a Ryanair flight, get on an Aer Lingus one.
Yeah.
But listen, that's to this. Terrorism. So I went in. Oh yeah. This is what you do, right? Drive around. So if you want to buy an Audi, go around BMW garages. Listen to the logic.
I'm listening. Right. I'm now, plugged in.
Because most people would think, go to an Audi garage.
No. This is it, right? So I wanted to buy a Skoda Fabia 1.6 Monte Carlo. Right? You know the Monte Carlo Fabias?
Yeah.
Right, so it's a 1.6 Monte
Nothing
Carlo.
Nothing says Monte Carlo like Skoda Fabia.
Skoda Fabia used to have cars called Monte Carlos,
right,
in the Fabia range, and it was 1.6. They're limited edition, right?
Can I just throw this segue in here? Did you know that Colchis have been saying Skoda right this whole time? Have you heard that they're trying to make
Skoda?
Us
Skoda?
Skoda.
Yeah, because in the ads, I've noticed
Skoda.
That.
And I was like, you know the way here, all farmers going, "There's a Skoda piece of shit."
But it's too late to change. We're saying Skoda.
Yeah, we're saying Skoda.
Yeah. But okay, so. This is what I did. I need to tell you what I did, right? So I wanted to buy a Skoda Fabia 1.6, low profile tires, armrest in the middle, Monte Carlo.
Armrest
in the middle. If I drive a car without an armrest, won't drive it.
Is that a big must for you?
It's a big armrest in the middle is a big must for me. Once you get
such a granddad.
It's once you get it and you lose it, you realise the value of it when you don't have it.
Wait, yep. Are you driving automatic or manual?
I drive manual Audi A3.
Right.
Anyway, I walked in and I saw the Skoda Fabia on their website, but they were a Toyota garage. Right, and I went, this is brilliant, I'll get an even better deal. And you think, why would you get an even better deal, right? And this is the reason. You go in and to a Toyota garage and they sell Toyotas.
Yep.
Yet they will always have the odd Skoda here,
maybe a Volkswagen.
Audi here, a Volkswagen here, a Fiat here. Why do they have these loose cannons amongst all the other Toyota vehicles? I tell you why, because you need to just...
I'm excited.
Brona.
Why won't you tell us?
Brona.
Is it a secret?
Brona. We just camp it down there now, right? You go in. Someone's gone in with the Skoda and gone, I want to buy a Toyota. So they go, out, we'll do a trade. They don't want the fucking Skoda because it's not part of the brand. Yep. That's a hassle for them because they're making their most profit on the sale of the Toyota.
Yep.
So you go in and go, I see that Skoda there. And they go, yeah, we got that in a month ago off a guy who bought a Toyota Prius or something. I goes, right, you don't want, you're finding it very hard to sell a Skoda. So the guy wanted $7,500 for that Skoda Fabia that I wanted. I got it, I think, for $7,750. £7,050. So I got £450 off of cash.
I actually wish I had known this one.
So if you go into Audi and you see a BMW, always try and go, I'll have that BMW. They'll want to get rid of that BMW fast.
Yeah.
Because it's not part of their collection.
It sounds like don't go into Sainsbury's holding a Nazda bag because they'll hate that. You're not advertising their brand.
Because people going into a Toyota garage are going in for Toyotas.
Yeah.
They're not going in for Skodas or Fias, right? So what you do is they're coming in with an idea that they want a Toyota. Yet I have a fucking Skoda. How am I going to get rid of a Skoda when people are coming here deliberately? Because if you want a Skoda, you go to the Skoda garage. So what you do is you reverse it on him. You go, listen, that's like a, you know, like
you're
a stepchild.
I'm doing you a favour. Let's get rid of that.
It's like a stepchild. You go like, okay, it's part of the family, but it's not blood. Like, so you.
No, Andrew. As a mother, you would remind
the kids of that all the time. Hey, you're basically like my son, but not in any way because not blood.
Right. What's going to happen to Camilla? Queen Camilla. What's going to happen to her when
she's trying to buy a Skoda?
No, when.
Very good.
When King Charles dies, and I hope he lives a long time, right? My point is, when King Charles dies, she's not blood. Where's she going?
I don't know.
She's the fucking Skoda in the Toyota. She's not blood.
Technically, they've shared blood, haven't they? Because he wanted to be her tampon and stuff, so.
Oh, I remember that, yeah.
Yeah, I like to lower the tone. Just.
You ever hear those voicemails, Andrew?
What?
When Charles was leaving Camilla dirty voicemails.
He was not, was he?
He was. He said he wanted to be her tampon.
Have you got it? Can I listen to it?
Imagine I was like, yep.
Right here, miss, in private. Usins. I don't know if we're supposed to talk about this, so, I mean, feel free to edit it out. But I had such fun the other day. We have this family group chat with all the cousins in it, and it's called Spuds and Punishment Beatings, right? And the reason why it's called that is because apparently my cousin noticed there was a trend. All we seem to talk about is who's recently been given a punishment beating and where's the best place to buy big sacks of spuds, right? Naturally. And I got a ping and it was multiple photos, so I knew it was going to be a good one.
It's a big thread. Yeah. Screenshots.
Something's happened.
Couple of videos, yeah.
Yeah. And if you have probably seen it by now, but there was a funeral in Scotland. Have you seen it?
Mm-hmm.
Am I letting the cat out of the
no,
bag?
No, we can definitely talk
about what's going on. I've seen it. What's going on?
There was a funeral happening in Scotland and it was being live streamed, right?
Right.
And there was a woman who was watching it on Zoom.
Okay.
While she was getting ready to attend the wake, because everybody knows, fuck the actual funeral ceremony, the most important part
the is grubs the times of the
after and the grub, yeah. And so she's been getting ready, watching it on Zoom, shaving her fanny.
She left her camera on.
She left her camera on. Right, for a start, who's shaving their fanny? The widower must have been good looking, right? Who is that prepared for a wake? Like, must get the old
need to show my respect.
Yeah.
And if you were going to do that, hopefully she was using Manscaped products.
Yeah, Manscaped all the way. I mean, you can womanscape, absolutely, yeah. Well, she seemed to be... I seen that in one of the photos she was doing an old reach with the... You know that old kamikaze?
Reach around, like.
With the razor, she's been, you know...
Freehand?
Very dangerous, yeah. Ooh. Yeah. Fair play to her, she must know herself well, you know?
Yeah.
Didn't even need a mirror, that woman.
Yeah.
And, so she is standing and it's being cast into the chapel.
Mm-hmm.
There's a
on
big...
On a screen bigger than big any screen you've ever seen.
Yeah. And what really got me, obviously, was that there was two people in the, you know, a chat box underneath that looked like a man and then... the same man in drag sitting right next to him. You know, they were identical, right? I like to think that they were the deceased's, like, children that had to watch it from Australia or something, and they did not look amused. They were fucking raging.
Yeah, yeah.
But she went to the wake afterward, not realising what a faux pas she had made.
I'm anxious already.
And was somebody has clearly said to her at
Who
the wake...
Who leaked the video?
Everybody.
Everyone.
There's lots of different angles.
No.
It's not. Cool. I just thought, like, my sister was going, oh my God, I'd be getting on an airplane. And I went, airplane? I'd be on the phone to Elon Musk going, when's the next fucking rocket off this planet?
Everyone,
I can't live here anymore.
Everyone's entitled to a shave.
Yeah.
But not everyone's entitled to the shave being leaked.
All over the chapel.
I just think
I've always said that.
I think whoever leaks that
as a wise man,
I think the person who leaked that now.
I would say multiple people leaked that.
Multiple did.
People who forwarded that now, like that, because I know this is going to sound. I know this come across.
Andrew's definitely been caught shaving his bag.
But who stands in front of their laptop shaving? I'm just saying.
Well, you can do other things in front of the laptop.
Well, this is true.
Like what?
But I mean, you're not watching a funeral.
Filling out Excel and stuff.
Applying for compensation for your flight being delayed.
Andrew, where are you most excited about to go on tour? Are you bringing a pal with you?
Aaron.
You and Aaron Butler?
Mm.
Oh, yeah. Christ.
Yeah, I might ask you to do some as well if you wanted to do. Maybe Brona.
Okay. Brona?
No, like, oh no, yeah. Like, maybe ask you, like, at the time when I see around, you know, like, what's, yeah. what do it, like, you know,
do
get
you
a few different people on it. Like,
I'd happily do it.
Oh, I'd love to have you as well. And
no firm commitment.
Yeah. Yeah. I want to come on
tour.
Let's shake on it, Andrew.
It's my tour. I know what I want.
Yeah, you can. Yeah. So you and Aaron
Spider
Butler
with a big head. Come on, shake on it.
Yeah. Will that be Aaron's first
that's,
time
that's
doing
that's a binding contract.
Second. Doing UK doing UK shows.
He may be only coming to one or two of the UK ones. So he'd probably come to Glasgow. Like, that's selling really well. So I've sold out 6 already.
Ooh.
So Mandela Hall went in a few hours.
Brilliant.
I'm adding absolutely an extra brilliant. Mandela. Derry's gone. Portrush is gone. Bangor's gone. Cork is gone.
It sounds like you're reading out like a doomsday thing.
Yeah.
It does. I was thinking that.
Yeah.
I was like, why are they gone?
No one better suited for that.
Yeah. So I'm absolutely buzzing with the sales on day one and I really appreciate it. I'm very excited. In terms of where I'm looking forward to going, I'll be honest with you. Like, I'm really looking forward to doing Cork, but also I'm really looking forward to doing Belfast.
Are you?
And Derry. I've only ever done one gig in Derry, and it was brilliant.
We did there.
Derry's a brilliant crowd,
I've not
isn't
been
it?
Back in Derry, and I remember the people up there being brilliant. But you know what? Nuri, I'm doing the Canal Court, and that's selling
by the way,
really well and stuff.
He'd be a great car salesman. I've asked him where he's looking forward to, and he's just named
every
tour date.
Yeah.
So what's on Andrew Ryan's rider? What is Andrew Ryan being nailed ahead with the venue?
Well, do you want to know what I've sent to the producer? So basically, each venue is not allowed to sell Haribo or crisps or you're not allowed to sell any form of sweets.
Because Pringles, of the noise?
Because of the noise, yeah. So there's no, you're not, so if you come to see me, you're not allowed to have crisps, Haribos or sweets in the seat.
Specifically Haribo.
Did you actually state this?
Yeah, and Starbucks.
Where do you stand on Marwan?
Anything that has a wrapper to get into it.
So Richard Blackwood can't come.
Yeah, he can't, yeah.
So if you need to peel a wrapper, if you need to peel...
Michael Duke, yeah, you got it.
If you have to open a bag or peel something to eat the thing, you can't bring it.
Right. What if someone's like, oh, my mum's disabled and she needs to do that?
We'd prove it.
What if they get the wee plastic cups that, you know...
That's fine, but if there's
sweets in it.
Yeah.
With sweets in it.
Hi, sweeties.
So not every venue will take on my request.
Yeah.
I can't
just
imagine
like,
why.
Yeah.
But I won't go back.
Right.
I've never went to a comedy gig and thought, you know what would make this better? A big packet of Starburst.
There you go. But you won't believe the people I attract.
Yeah. So you can go see Andrew Ryan, pre-open your sweets and bring them in a
No, you can't even bring them in.
Right.
Is it kids coming to your show?
No, but what I'm saying to you is that why do you need to eat a Starburst watching me?
Starburst?
Starburst.
Why though? Or whatever.
Because my mummy's boyfriend.
What are they called? Harry, what's it called? Is it Starburst? What's it called? Starburst, isn't it?
Starburst.
Opal fruits.
He's really old.
Like, I stop. You don't need to chew on something. Just listen to it.
Yeah.
Chew on
this. This is an appeal from me to every single Tea With Me listener and viewer. Please go and see Andrew Ryan, and before you go, because the venue will be checking you for sweets, cram as many sweets into your mouth as possible. Gobstoppers. Put a big gobstopper in, and I want everyone to just chew as loud as you can.
I would walk off. Like, yeah. I've walked off before because of it. I actually stopped the gig because of it, and I said, listen, we need standards here. And like I said to the crowd, I said,
he won't even let you in if your name is Russell.
Why?
Rustling.
Oh, right. Okay. I didn't get
every
it.
Day I'm rustling.
Oh, sorry. Do you know what? I actually don't get a lot of jokes.
I love you, Andrew.
Ryan, before you get in the audience, Andrew will address you and be like, hey, we're not here to have fun.
I'm doing
can
the
you
video.
Imagine Andrew asking the audience a I'm question now and they're just like, oh, God.
I'm actually.
Jane told me.
Everyone in the car park after just. Thank God.
Oh, thank God.
I'm actually doing a pre-gig video about it. I'm filming a video. So basically, it's like, hey, everyone, so glad you could be here. And then someone behind's eating sweets. And I'm like, whoa, you can't do that.
I love and then Sean somebody else, never
you can snort coke.
Yeah.
No sweets.
Snort lines of coke.
No, I'm very excited. Like, look, I'm working hard on the show.
Will you ask the venue for any, like, food and drink?
No, so my rider is access to sockets.
Sorry, what venue are you going to? Where there's no access to sockets.
Fucking Nuri last year, there was no socket.
Oh, Jesus.
Are they going to get an electrician in? Just
what were you trying to do?
Just charge me phone.
Right.
So I want access to sockets. ideally a parking space. I don't want any food. I don't want any drink. No, only what if there's water, it has to be still. There's no sparklings. Who drinks sparkling to me is...
Kieran Bartlett's the only guy I know drinks sparkling water.
I don't, and that's
like
why we don't.
I think it's weird.
And that's why,
do you?
And that's why we don't hang out. That's why we don't hang out.
Makes me feel alive.
Access to sockets and an iron and ironing board. And other than that,
will you bring an iron butler? Get a shot of me.
Very good.
But that's it. I have no requests. I don't want anything. I will go in. I will do the show, and I will leave the venue.
Bruno, what are you going to ask for? By the way. You can ask for anything.
I can ask just, please don't throw me out, you know.
Right. Don't get kicked out of your own show.
Yeah, like, you know, I'll ask for nice glass of water or something. Non-alcoholic beer.
Right.
See, if I go somewhere, I love it whenever they have a wee zero, and especially whenever it's not a problem. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Do you remember you used to go into bars years ago, and if you asked for a zero, you'd like, well, what can I get? And they would go, the fuck out.
Caliber.
You know what I mean?
Caliber.
Now it's just like, yeah, no problem, sure.
Yeah.
There was a news article the other day saying that like the sales of alcohol-free beer have completely like astronomically went up, and especially so in bars. They're trying to make it more available on draft because people will opt for it if they see it.
People love Guinness.
All Instagram. It's all Instagram. You know, like how Instagram is changing the travel industry. There are more Americans coming to Europe this year than the history ever in the world that they've ever travelled over, all because of Instagram.
Even during World War II?
No.
What?
You weren't coming up for a fucking holiday in World War II, yeah. I'm going to go over and fight the Germans and try and get 2 weeks in Marbella as well.
Well,
like.
You know.
My point is
they're
this.
They're sightseeing.
They're seeing reels of people going, follow me on my day in Croatia. And they're flying over to Croatia, right?
Who's this 1940s mobster?
Hey guys, come with me to Croatia.
But you know what I mean? And they're seeing like Greece and Italy and France on the reels, and the Americans are like, oh my God, there's another world, and they're flying over like.
So you say they're seeing these beautiful sites like the Eiffel Tower and the
Arc de Triomphe. And they're getting out of America. They're getting out of America because their eyes are open now to it's the algorithm. And like what's happening now is I've cut back on my drinking and I've gone out and I've had the 00. Tastes amazing.
Yeah.
Guinness 00 tastes amazing. Available.
I heard you had a lovely wee skin full too at the darts.
You know what? I'm here, right? Thankfully you brought that up. I spoke to Andrew Ryan the day after the darts and he told me I had a pint or two. I said, because I wasn't at it, and I said, what about everybody else? Was everybody on it? And he goes, everyone had one or two. And I said, were some people driving? He goes, I think Sean and Leona, maybe one of them just had one, but the other one was driving, and nobody was really drinking. I spoke to everybody else the next day. They're like, never more drunk in my life. And they were like, Andrew ran about out since 3 o'clock. Andrew was on the pints. Everybody was blind drunk. Sean and Leona got the train back to Craigavon, missed a stop, ended up in Portadown.
Brilliant.
All these wild stories. You speak to Andrew Ryan about it. It was a Presbyterian luncheon event.
Yeah. Presbyterian funeral.
News coming out there.
Free piece.
I was perfect.
Yeah. I heard
Andrew
the best
Ryan was
things
out of
about you. Well, we had like a wee love-in about you the other who? Day. Me and William Thompson, we were chatting about
William.
You. William? Yeah. he was saying how much he loved you and he thinks like that you were adorable and you were drunk and you were on lave. Oh. And Aaron Butler did a welfare check. He went on, good God love him.
Oh yeah, Shane, do you hear what I did?
And he was like, no. Andrew, are you all right there? Oh. Right, I'm going to go to bed now. You going to go to bed? And Andrew was like, yep, sure, I go to bed.
Where
and
was
then
this?
Aaron logged off the TikTok live.
No, it was Instagram live.
Instagram live.
You'd had a few drinks and you went live?
I'm live. Mm-hmm. And I was accepting requests from people and I was like, hello, where are you from?
You're going to We Are Vertical.
I was talking to a guy in England and he was showing me around pictures of his family, pictures on mantelpiece and everything. Like.
Yeah.
And Julie thought I was asleep on the sofa. I had about 8 points in me. Like,
I'm surprised
Ireland had just lost to England in the rugby and I'd lost in the semi-final of the darts and then I was rapping.
Two huge sporting events.
You were rapping?
I was rapping on stage. I was
were
rapping.
You?
I was doing
Andrew, I heard that when you were playing darts, people were trying to get in your head and the audience was chanting, Cool FM.
Yeah, yeah,
cool
yeah, FM. Yeah, yeah,
they wasted their time. They should have just brought a big packet of Haribo. I can't fucking throw this without you. Yeah.
But you know what? I loved it.
Yeah.
I loved it. And I went home. I had such a great day. I had a really enjoyable day. And I duly gone off to sleep and... I had the old phone in the hand there and I wasn't finished yet talking to people like
yeah I totally get that, but I heard you were adorable, like you were cute.
When I get drunk I get really quiet and yeah. I get really cuddly
because you don't really get drunk
like I was hugging Colin Geddes, like I hugged Colin Geddes a bit too much.
Yeah, you didn't. Yeah,
did you?
I was pissed, like,
to yeah. be fair.
But there's no matter, you know, when some people get drunk.
Yeah, but Colin was in bed at home and he heard something under his bed and I came out and gave him a hug.
Have you thought about it yet?
Have you thought about that car yet? But you know what, it was great, like, you know, and I enjoy everyone's company here, so just
yeah.
having fun, you know.
Yeah, we do.
What's wrong with having fun, Bruna?
Absolutely nothing.
Absolutely nothing at all. You've got adorable dimples, you deserve all the love in the world. I just think it's great because you never normally get drunk.
No,
so.
I don't, so. No.
I was like, fuck, I wish I
went to Amsterdam and I wasn't drunk, really. I don't even like two.
I don't think
months.
Anybody
like,
really
nobody,
was.
Nobody really was drunk.
It was like a Presbyterian
yeah.
outing. And we had a few pints, eh? We like a bit of fun.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
Fun what as much as the next guy.
Did nobody partake in the devil's lettuce? No.
I didn't say any of that.
No.
There will be no comment made.
Did not see. Let's just say.
Yeah.
Let's say he had two Baroccas.
Let's just say. Let's just say because of our 4 hours there, the weed industry in Amsterdam is being commissioned for another year.
Well, like any good woman,
we smoke the weakest shit in Amsterdam.
If I ask questions, I already know the answers.
I took four puffs of something and then I went, is this it? And that was it. Was it?
Was it, Andrew?
Was it?
Or did you wake up the next day?
I'm not saying anything. Yeah. I'm not saying, but let's just say.
This is like the darts all over again.
Can I just say, I am delighted that we all got home safe.
Just before, when we were in a coffee shop, as everyone had a little bit of a smoke, Connor Key said, listen, this is great. Just as long as you're not a worrier, this will be fine. I saw him out of the corner of my eye go, oh, fuck.
I genuinely.
Why would he say that? I know. Why?
I was genuinely sitting there. Look, I'm a very.
As long as you're not a worrier.
I'm big into natural highs. You know,
what's
like.
What's your favourite natural
like conversation
high?
And.
Refund.
Yeah, refunds. And stuff like natural high, right? I'm into a natural high.
That's an aphrodisiac.
But I got to the point where I said, hey, listen, we're here. It's there. Let's mingle it. Let's see what happens, right? So I indulged in the local thing, right? And
The
local culture, right? Mm-hmm. And you should always embrace local culture and integration.
Win in room.
So we did it. And it didn't really do much for me. I did get to the point where I was like, do I go again? And then let's just say I had a look around and I saw a few things happen and I went, I don't want to be that guy. So I pulled back.
Yeah.
You're making it sound like he was in Nam.
Usually I do that. I'll take a look around and say, and I'll go, I don't want to be left out. So I'll
yeah, but you know what? I think it was a really good. There's some people, and you may know this as well, maybe with girls and stuff like that, and maybe the girls would be a bit of peer pressure and stuff like that. But with us, what I liked about it is nobody was like, here, do this, do that. Mm-hmm. Everybody was like, some people were like, I'm only going to have 2 pints and go to bed. You do what you want to do.
Yeah.
And I actually believe this, Shane. I genuinely believe that every year we should go away for 24 hours. And the next time we do it in a way like where it's 24 hours, we go on a Wednesday, it suits people, and every year there should be one trip every year. So maybe next time we go to, I don't know, fucking Paris or Prague or
Copenhagen
or something like that.
But don't be putting it on Instagram in case them fucking Americans want to come here.
Yeah, you know what I mean? Yeah, you know what I mean? Say, like, I think there should be one trip a year, one day a year, where the comedy community come together and we go, listen, if you want to come for 24 hours, we get a flight early in the morning, we have a great day, and we come home.
That does
I love
amazing.
That show. Andrew Ryan makes you come for 24 hours.
There has to be an end date. There has to be an end.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm, naturally.
Yeah, otherwise we'd just be moving away.
Yeah, well, like.
Are you an itinerary kind of guy?
Yeah. Oh, no, he sees what happens. Mm. He goes with the flow.
He's not a
Is he an itinerary guy?
And the reason being is, to me, it's a comfort. Like, I find it very hard to go on a whim.
Go off piste.
Go off piste. Like, even I've been skiing a few times, never gone off piste.
Really?
We were in Norway. I didn't realise how close the slopes were to the city. And we could have just gone all day.
I was gone. Yeah. Skiing is brilliant. Have you skied?
Yeah.
Skiing means something different where I'm from.
What do you mean?
Skiing's what you do whenever somebody knocks over their beer and you go and get like a towel and you like put it underneath your feet and you go shh and walk about.
That's just not cleaning up.
Soak up the drink at the party. That's the closest any of us ever got to the slopes. It was a slippery slope.
Never been skiing?
Never.
No, I've done it twice. Like, I'd do it again, but I wouldn't pay the money. Like, right. I'd do it if I've got it for free.
Do you not do it for free with work?
We don't.
Oh, that's Cool. Sorry, Cool FM.
No, they don't do it.
The competitors.
Q don't do skiing anymore.
Right. Mm-hmm. I actually know someone that won a skiing holiday. Why not? Fucking that seems to be, there's them. A story there.
I'm delighted for them.
You're delighted for them? What happened? Who died?
Andrew killed someone on the slopes.
Did you?
That was an insurance issue.
Was it?
Mm.
What
it's
all right,
it doesn't matter, it's nothing to do with me. It's nothing to do with me.
The court case is still pending.
Bruno, it's nothing to do with me.
I'll get it out of you, Andrew. I'll get it out of you eventually.
Bruno, when does your tour start?
The first one is just in the Sunflower on the 12th of April.
Brilliant.
So I've got the 12th, so it's all through April. I know, I need to write it. I'm only joking, it's done.
It's not.
It's okay. April and May, just so there's like only about 9 dates, Do you know what I mean? Over April and May. So make sure you get in there.
Ah, that's really good.
We'll put a link to that in the description of the episode.
Thank you so much.
Andrew Ryan, when does your tour start?
My tour starts on the 3rd of September, although I am doing 2 weeks at the Edinburgh Festival beforehand. Ooh. Then I'm going out and
put 25.
2 weeks in Edinburgh. Just 2 weeks. To
is, your show, is your tour a continuous run? Or is it broken up? You know what I mean?
Yeah, so there's like 10 dates in September, 10 dates in October. But the NI dates, I'm kind of doing midweek as well because it's coincide with the radio. And then the UK dates, I'm Thursday, Friday, Saturday, I'm going to England after radio. So it's kind of also give me a bit of a break as well. You know, like you do a few days off. And
where's your favourite location ever to gig?
I don't have one.
That goes to both you guys.
I think Glasgow's really good.
Glasgow is brilliant.
Is that your fave?
It'd be up there.
I don't have like, oh, this is my favourite place.
Yeah.
I think I'm experienced enough in being in this game. Like, I will only go to places now where I know that it will be good. Do you know what I mean? Like if you said, do you see what I'm saying?
Yeah. Sometimes I'll still take a punt.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm taking a punt on one or two places this year. Purely because my agent said if the tour looks bigger and looks fuller, it looks better.
Bigger, fuller, better.
Yeah, like just put on loads of this because it'll look great. Like, yeah. I'm like going,
but you could just put them on and not do them.
Yeah,
you could just write like
pretend
9th of October Sheffield, and nobody would ever know that you didn't do
just
it.
Just write sold out.
Yeah,
sold out. Oh yeah,
I think people do that.
Then people are asking for pictures. Just go to another comedian who was in Sheffield and take some of his pictures. And
yeah.
Comedy's all bullshit. Like,
yeah.
Just buy the tickets and shut up.
By the time this will be out, my seats. Tour might be out there, shanetalkcomedy.com, but I don't know if it might be out there, it might not.
When are you touring?
September, October, November onwards.
What? Are you already doing one show?
No.
Where are you touring? Anywhere good? Like anywhere far away?
Here?
Yeah.
I'm doing a very small work in progress tour. Actual tour dates here are only going to be Derry and Belfast.
Right.
What, like 5 nights in each place or something?
I'm doing a couple of nights in Belfast.
What about the arena?
Huh? Yeah.
I don't understand. I thought you were just doing the arena as a one-off this year.
No.
Oh, you're actually doing a tour? I didn't realise.
Yeah, no, I'm doing a tour.
Oh, sorry.
I'm doing a big old tour everywhere.
Big old tour. Where's the furthest place? Are you going to England or are you going further than that?
Oh, I'll be going further.
Probably
into the start of 2025.
Right.
So you're writing the show now and obviously from September you're off on the road again.
Yeah.
Brilliant. Excellent stuff.
But I'm leaving a bit longer to go back to some of the further away places. So it'll be a staggered tour.
Derry and Belfast, that's kind of it.
Me and you are doing a show, but it's sold out, in the Doyen.
Yeah, work in progress.
Where we're trying our new material, 40 minutes each.
Yeah, Doyen's Aaron, a good
You show me yours,
too,
I'll show you mine.
Huh?
You show me yours, I'll show you mine.
I look at yours and I go, that's good. And you can look at mine and be like, that's fine. And then, you know.
Guys, I'm thanks sure for coming on the pod. I appreciate it. As I say, the links for both your tours will be in the description
really
of this episode. Bruna Diamond.
Baby Sinners.
Huh? When people get ready,
sippers get ready for tea with me. Sipper, God love you. If you've made it all the way through this episode, that means you love tea with me, you love this podcast, or it means like you've drifted off and you've just left this on play. Either way, what you need to do is head over to our Patreon. If you enjoy the podcast and you want more tea, that's where you go. We do a bonus episode called The Special Brew every Monday and a live stream podcast every Friday with some of your favorite comedians. You can chat, interact, ask questions. When we announce live podcasts, you get early access to tickets with a little bit of a discount on there. And there is so much more. You can go back and watch, I think, nearly 1,000 hours of content. Tea with Me Patreon, which is patreon.com/teawithmepodcast. The link is in the description. I'll see you there.